Spain and an American company are involved in a dispute over an estimated $500 million in gold and silver. This dispute is playing out on the high seas and in federal court in Tampa, Florida. The gold and silver were recovered from a 19th century shipwreck in the Atlantic by Odyssey Marine Exploration of Tampa. The dispute took a dramatic turn last week when Spain seized and briefly held one of Odyssey Marine's ships. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
Out of the 15,000 public companies in the U.S., Odyssey Marine stands alone. It's the only publicly traded company dedicated to recovering treasure from the bottom of the sea. And it has a track record. 4 years ago, Odyssey Marine discovered the Civil War-era wreck, the SS Republic, recovering some 50,000 coins and thousands of other valuable artifacts. This latest find, announced in May, dwarfs that 17 tons of gold and silver coins. But from where? Odyssey Marine won't say. In the meantime, it's asked a federal judge to keep the wreck's location a secret. Spain believes the treasure came from one of its warships, the Nuestra Señora de las Mercedes. It's pressing the company in court to give up details, and last week showed it had other ways to get information. For the second time, Spanish authorities seized and searched one of Odyssey Marine's recovery vessels, looking for documents, logbooks, or other information that might give clues to the wreck's identity. News of the seizure and the quick release of Odyssey Marine's ship gave the company's stock a 6-point boost. Company co-founder Greg Stem talked about it on the business news channel CNBC.
Well, I think that the people that really understand our stock know that this is really just a little blip, and what they've wanted to see is for that ship to get back to work.
The company saw a similar boost to its stock price in July after Spanish authorities seized another Odyssey Marine vessel. As a company that trades on the romance and intrigue of undersea treasure, news stories are an important tool in helping Odyssey Marine recruit investors. On the company's website, though, there's a warning posted. Odyssey's business is extremely speculative and of exceptionally high risk. At the same time, Stem says he believes hunting for shipwrecks is no riskier than many other businesses.
I can go show you a box, and I can tell you somewhere in that box there is a significant valuable object. Most businesses, you open the door, you hope people show up, and you hope they spend money. Most businesses can't tell you that this is the light at the end of the tunnel.
Stem, though, is an optimist, which of course is a prerequisite for any treasure hunter. The reality is that it's not certain when or even if Odyssey Marine will receive a share of the treasure. That will be determined by a federal court in Tampa, and if history is any guide, admiralty cases can be expensive, time-consuming, and uncertain. Lawyer James Gould is representing Spain in its legal battle with Odyssey Marine. His first step has been to ask the court to order the company to reveal everything it knows about the shipwreck and the treasure.
Odyssey is in the same kind of situation as if someone found, let's say, a gold Rolex watch and then went to a court and said, "I found a watch, please rule that I'm now the owner, but I'm not going to tell you where I found it, and I'm not going to tell you the name of the owner, which happens to be on the back of the watch."
Odyssey Marine staff say they're still not sure what ship they found. Ultimately, though, whatever the ownership, they're confident the company will receive a salvage award, which can amount to 90% of what's recovered. But searching for treasure is an expensive business. Although it's holding, under court supervision, millions in gold and silver, one thing Odyssey Marine doesn't have a lot of is cash. The company lost more than $10 million in the first half of the year. Last month, as funds ran low, Odyssey Marine received an investment of $7 million from a private equity fund. It was the third multi-million dollar infusion by a hedge fund this year. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.